The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, April 17, 1977. It's Music Time in Africa. And hello again, friends. I'm Sue Moran, and glad you're joining me today for Music Time in Africa. Each week, I select recordings of traditional and popular music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. From the personal collection of our music man, Leo Sarkisian, I've chosen some fine examples of traditional songs and dances of the Baoulé people, who live in the central region of one of Africa's most attractive countries, the Republic of Ivory Coast. I'm sure you'll enjoy the interesting music, so stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. The Republic of Ivory Coast is situated on the west coast of the continent, bounded by five neighboring countries: Ghana to the east, Upper Volta and Mali to the north, the republics of Guinea and Liberia to the west, while the southern part of the country is on the Atlantic Ocean, with a coastline of 330 miles. Ivory Coast has about 5 million people, and its modern, bustling industrial capital city, Abidjan, has a population of over 500,000 people. There are more than 60 languages and dialects spoken in the Ivory Coast, and a large number of ethnic groups, which also include the Baoulé, Senufo, Don, Guro, Bobo, Lobi, Mande, Krumen, Djimini, Taguna, and Dua. Among the many things that Ivory Coast is proud of is that it ranks high in worldwide production. For example, it is the third largest producer of coffee in the world, the third largest producer of cocoa, the fourth largest producer of pineapples, and it has become the sixth largest producer of bananas. The Ivory Coast is also rich in its cultural and artistic traditions, especially in the variety of musical instruments, percussive instruments, and the rhythmic ceremonial and ritual dances. One of the more important peoples in the Ivory Coast is the Baoulé. About 1 million living in the heart of the country, in the deep forests and savanna regions. The high quality of Baoulé art has become world famous since collectors and museums have acquired masks, statuettes, and jewelry. But among the peoples of the country, the Baoulé also have a high reputation for their musical practices. I'm going to begin our program today with this recording made in the village of Povebo, in the heart of Baoulé country. A group of men and women perform a dance known as panda. While dancing, the women clap hands and the men beat sticks together in accompaniment to three drums, iron bells, calabash rattles, and a pair of large talking drums propped up on a wooden stand. The musician playing the talking drums adds a short musical phrase at the end of the song, bringing the dance to a close.
Thank you.
was the Panda Dance of the Baule in Ivory Coast. The singing was in the typical call-and-response style, with the choral group entering at the end of each musical phrase, sung three times by the women, and alternating with the male vocalists. Another exciting performance of the Baule is their old traditional dance of the elephant mask. This custom goes back to ancient times. A dancer wearing a mask representing an elephant enters a circle of men and women. As he begins to dance, metal bells attached to his ankles jingle in time with the beats of the accompanying drums and to the rhythms of the singing and stick rattles played by the entire group of men and women forming the circle. Here now is the elephant mask dance of the Baule. This next selection comes from the village of Brikro, in the eastern part of Baule country. Again, the scene is the open place in the center of the village, where a group of more than 30 singers, musicians, and dancers have gathered and formed a large circle. While the dancers perform their routine on their knees in a crouched position, musicians playing large gourd rattles spin their instruments in the air at the same time. Adding to the excitement of the whole affair are the sounds of an antelope horn.
Oh, yeah, no, 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 no.
Among the Baule, there are itinerant musicians, both professional and semi-professional, who are chiefly players of the harp lute. They travel about the countryside, singing their praise songs and other topical tunes. The most famous of these itinerant musicians are said to be in contact with the spirits. This next recording is by an itinerant blind musician, who claims that soon after he had lost his sight, the spirits advised him to learn how to play the harp, and that since then he has been under the protection of the spirits.
Come on,
Customs, tradition, and cultural activities have been changing, just as the lifestyles and social activities of people all over the world have been changing. Cultural changes in music and dance become evident when special dances and songs that were strictly used for ceremonial and ritual practices are now performed on any festive occasion, for entertainment purposes only. The Kongasa music and dances of the Baule were originally linked with secret initiation rituals, but nowadays they are performed just to have a lot of fun. This recording was made in the Baule village of Kongo Nosu, where a huge group of singers, musicians, and dancers doing the Kongasa were just having a good time. The highlight of the whole performance was a dancer brandishing a flaming torch, symbolizing the bright, shining sun.
Thank you.
Another musical instrument used by Baule musicians is the famous musical bow found throughout most of sub-Saharan Africa. In most West African countries, musical bows are just simple curved sticks with one string made of vegetable fiber. The player places the string between his lips and strikes it with a thin piece of stick held in his right hand. The left hand presses a short piece of wood against the string to change tone and control the vibrations of the string. The Baule call the musical bow godia.
Yakuro,
no.
And that winds up today's music show featuring the folk songs and musical instruments of the Baule people in Ivory Coast. I enjoyed playing the recordings, and I hope you enjoyed listening. Join me again next week at the same time, and I'll have more traditional and popular African music for you. Until then, this is Sumaran saying so long for now, and have a nice week. This has been Music Time in Africa.